This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran's Nuclear Energy Agency said Monday the country had surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 international nuclear deal. Iranian state media quoted spokesman Behruz Kamalvandi as saying enrichment levels had reached nearly 5%, breaching the 3.67% limit set in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. He also said Iran could consider continuing on to enriching uranium to 20% as the next step in its move to back away from its commitments under the nuclear deal, unless it gets the help it wants on sanctions relief. Uranium enriched to 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity.
Mr. Ntaganda, for the reasons I have just summarized, the chamber, having heard all of the evidence presented by the parties, finds you, as concerns count one, guilty of murder as crime against humanity. As concerns count two, guilty of murder as a war crime. As concerns count three,
Ntaganda had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial in The Hague Thursday. He insisted he was a soldier, not a criminal. He said, "I have never attacked civilians. I've always protected them." The comments pose a sharp contrast to the image painted by ICC prosecutors, who say he commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern province in 2002 and 2003. This is VOA News. Greece's New Democracy Party leader, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, was sworn in as prime minister on Monday after a landslide victory in snap elections on a platform of investments, lower taxes, and jobs. New Democracy won nearly 40% of the vote, unseating Alexis Tsipras's party, which got just over 31%. Mitsotakis will have a 158-seat majority in the 300-member Greek parliament. Speaking after the vote Sunday, he said he was very grateful.
We won an outright majority, which was our main target landscape, and I feel that I have a strong mandate to deliver on my agenda, which is an agenda to grow the economy, to create more jobs, but also to make sure that the people feel safe again.
Mitsotakis is the son of former Prime Minister Konstantinos Mitsotakis. 5 days after a Libyan detention center for migrants was bombed, killing more than 50 people, a hunger strike inside the compound reached its third day. One protester being held at the detention center told VOA, "We don't need to eat. We didn't touch the food. We need to be out of Libya." The airstrikes hit the detention center late Tuesday after international organizations warned both sides in Libya's ongoing war that civilians were held at that location, which had been targeted before. The heavily favored United States team defeated Netherlands 2-0 in the Women's World Cup final in France, securing its fourth title and winning back-to-back tournaments for the first time. U.S. forward Megan Rapinoe says it was not an easy title to win.
We had some incredibly tough games to play, games where didn't play that well, games where we were under the pump. Points in different games where it was very difficult. A lot of media attention, a lot of pressure, extremely difficult teams that we had to play. Our run through the tournament was very difficult.
The Americans defeated four other European teams, Sweden, Spain, France, and England, on their way to the final, and dominated Sunday in defeating the reigning European champion Dutch. The U.S. men's team, which did not qualify for the Men's World Cup in 2018, lost Sunday to Mexico, 1-0 in the final match of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Africa is about to enter into what could be an era of peace and prosperity with the official launch of a continental trade agreement. Nigeria, Africa's biggest economy, and Benin signed on to the new African Continental Free Trade Area Sunday at an African Union summit in Niger. This leaves only Eritrea as the only AU nation still yet to join the pact. So experts predict it could lead to jobs and development. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.